You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Reiki Ruawai, whose new EP, The Message, drops earlier this morning, correct?
Yeah. Today.
awesome, man. Yeah, so we're going to be chatting about that. Morena to you, Reiki. How you doing?
Morena, yeah, good. Up in AK at the moment. It's a little bit gloomy, but it's all right. I'm happy.
Nice. How much time have you spent in Auckland over your life?
Well, I only recently moved back home to Raglan like 3 weeks ago. And before that, I was up here for the last 3 years, two and a bit. Yeah, and it was good. I really came up here to kind of get more in the scene and meet a lot of people and just pretty much get myself out there. And I felt like I had done that, accomplished that, and then I was kind of missing going surfing heaps and being next to the water, so I decided to pack up and move back home.
Nice. Oh, yeah, it seems like you've done a very good job because you're fresh from a trip over in Brisbane where you played some shows, correct?
Yeah, we went. I went over for Big Sound, and then I had a couple side shows in Brisbane and Gold Coast as well.
How'd those go?
That was epic. Yeah, it was good to kind of get over and step foot over there with my my solo project and kind of just get the first one out of the way, and then now I'm pretty keen to get back there.
Nice. Yeah, was that your first time going international as your solo act?
Yes. Yeah, that was the first time.
Big accomplishment, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. No, I was pretty stoked. It all kind of happened because of Big Sound, and so I wanted to make sure to make the most of it while I was there and find some gigs that I could just play as well. So that happened, and that worked out real well. And I was pretty happy with the reception. It was lovely.
Nice.
No, Aussies are... I know that we have this big feud, but they love... I think it's a mixture between a lot of Kiwis being over there. So whenever some Kiwis, you know, go over and play music, there's the big support. Which is thick.
That's awesome. Okay, I'm very glad to hear that. I feel like the whole rivalry thing is kind of forced, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like a way to distinguish these two countries that are identical. You know, it's like you go over there and it's like, oh, we don't have Bluebird anymore. We have Lay's chips, you know? It's like...
Yeah.
The supermarkets are kind of different, but not much else is different, you know?
Yeah, hard out. Yeah, straight up.
Yeah. Do you ever consider moving over to Australia... you know, it seems like they have very good surfing over there, and the weather might be even better than Raglan.
Yeah, way better. I think 100% of after doing that trip, because I was mainly in Brisbane, like Queensland, and it's just super warm, super nice. I'm definitely a summer kind of person. Whenever, I guess it's good though to have four seasons, kind of get my body right, and but I would move there, definitely in the Gold Coast, just because of the surfing, the sun, and just the whole environment's pretty nice.
Nice, man. I was doing a little bit of history or like research on Raglan before the interview today, because I didn't know anything about it. But yeah, I hear the surf is incredible. And I also saw that there was a few notable people from Raglan, including Anna Coddington, who's an incredible musician. Yeah, was surfing kind of a family thing, or was it more just like a thing that you picked it yourself?
My dad definitely, he used to surf back in the day. He grew up in Hamilton and would do missions out to Rags, and when he was, you know, my age, so he got me into that at a young age. Me and my sister. And then he got me also into skating as well. So
cool dad. Very cool dad.
Growing up. Yeah, growing up, it's definitely those two are the main kind of hobbies that are around in the township. So there was a big crew when I was growing up for skating, and then there was also a big crew for surfing as well.
Awesome, man. I wouldn't expect a skating in Raglan, but that's cool. That's real cool.
Yeah, awesome. The bowl out there is pretty crack up. It actually was designed, the original bowl, it's still there, by Tony Hawk.
What the hell? Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's pretty old, but it's sick.
Dropping some Raglan lore on Radio 1, that's cool as hell. Yeah. Tony Hawk coming to Raglan, that's so sick, man. Oh my goodness, that's awesome. Let's get chatting about the EP. I really like the EP in that it's like quite a smorgasbord. There's a lot to offer. There's lots of different stylings on here. Some more indie pop, some more R&B. I really like how at the end it kind of goes more into a funky R&B direction with the tracks Move Along, in particular, which I think I'm going to play after the Corridor, and Mystic Magic, which is a real fun song. What is the defining message for you on this project?
I guess it was when writing the songs, and overall, they were, I guess, directed in a way of me trying to get my message across to everyone or the listeners about my music, the different tastes that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, like you said, a bit of a smorgasbord goes into this project, and that really reflects on, you know, just me as a person, and especially the kind of music I listen to. My playlist is, or you know, my liked songs on Spotify goes from punk to smooth jazz to freaking hip hop to old school 70s.
Soul stuff. Oh, house.
Soul stuff. It's a bit of a mixed bag, and I just tried to make sure that I could show off what I can do and have fun with it, because at the time when writing the songs, I just enjoyed making something that was different every time. Or you tried to make something different every time, which was quite fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a good bit of genre hopping is the term.
Yeah.
Is there any style in here that you think you want to kind of laser in on for a future solo project? Or do you think you'll continue to kind of keep offering us a bit of a smorgasbord, a bit of a palette of different flavors?
I definitely want to kind of, not necessarily narrow it down, but I'm in the works right now to keep writing and maybe produce another project for next year. But I think for that one, I want to strip it back and really hone in on a bit of a band sound with production as well, but on the more soul hip hop side.
Nice, man. I think that very much fit very well into that soul/hip-hop vibe. I think that'd be very good. You're also part of the... Is it a trio, Messiah? Is that a trio?
At the start, we started it as... that was my first project, Messiah. Mm-hmm. As a trio. It was my sister on drums, me on lead rock and guitar, and then our friend Meraki on bass.
Is that still is the band still alive? It's still around?
Yeah, we've got a gig next year. I have done a bit of a shift for my solo stuff, but we are now kind of, I've been seeing them around, and we've been keeping comms to try and get back together and come out with a new project, or new, you know, album that's in hopefully the works.
Cool.
But we try. I don't want to disregard it, but I just wanted to make sure that I gave my 100% into this solo project and made sure that I did it right.
For sure, man. Do you think that the lessons you've learned from making your own solo thing will impact how you work collaboratively with Meraki and your sister?
For sure. Definitely. At the moment, we have different members. So Murdoch is not... Oh. He's actually... he moved to Berlin. So
true.
And he does his solo stuff as well. So our new members, Nat Hathaway, Poihakina Reid, and Winnie Davey. Yeah, those are our members, and my sister and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Those are our members at the moment. And I'm excited to kind of bring my knowledge that I've done with producers, writers, into that field, because for the last project that we did for Koi, for Messiah, the album, it was a collective writing session. We spent a week and a bit writing in Raglan at a Airbnb, and it was super fun, and it was in summer. And I'm pretty excited to kind of bring all those ideas or all those lessons learned and sessions to the table. And that'll be something that I look forward to.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, very much looking forward to more stuff there. I don't have a heck of a lot of time left for this corridor, but I gotta ask, have you got any upcoming shows for your solo stuff, and will you be paying a visit to Oti Poti Dunedin?
I am playing a show in Raglan this Labor Weekend. It's for my birthday. Usually falls on Labor Weekend.
Cool.
This time it doesn't, but I'm not really celebrating that hard out for my birthday, so I just decided to play a gig instead.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, for sure, I want to get down to the South Island. For sure. I've only played there a couple times with Messiah, so I'm excited to kind of bring my tunes down and bring it to the listeners down there and give them all a solid show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I would welcome you with open arms, man. You mentioned that you're not really celebrating too hard for your birthday. Are you turning like 20 something?
I turned 25.
True. I'm turning 24 next week, and I'm just going to go to like have a wee party, nothing crazy, and just like go to a nice dinner with my partner. That's about it, not gonna go crazy.
Yeah, I just decided this year I just don't really need a party.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the gig will be like a party, but it more just like I just want to celebrate my birthday a bit differently this year.
Fair enough, man.
Yeah, I don't know, it might be a little turn of the page and maturing, I guess. I don't know, but mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm being a little a little bit soft. Soft with age, maybe, but
I think that's kind of the lesson that you want when you grow. Is that you do?
Yeah. Priorities kind of change, and
Exactly, man, exactly. And you just kind of like you change focus on what you want to do with your life, and it's a good time. Yeah, thank you very much for coming on the program. It was great chatting with you, man. Take care.
Yeah. Cheers. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you very much. All right, folks. That was Reiki Ruawai coming on the program to talk about his new EP, The Message, which you can find all over the internet. We're going to play Move Along from The Message right now for y'all. You're listening to The One. We have Just Jenny coming up very shortly at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for that and for more interviews after that. It's a very busy show on this breakfast. Take care.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.